Wow, good morning. And it looks like Pandora is going to be difficult this morning. See if I can get it turned off. There we go. New phone, new equipment. 2022. Yeah, not exactly burning up the sidewalk this morning, in large part because I'm walking and talking and texting and playing with a new phone and not actually making a lot of progress for the first mile. Let's see if the second mile goes any better once I've stopped trying to fiddle with the phone and actually just focus on walking. So in theory, and I think it's a pretty good theory, I have a voice recording in progress, and it's showing pretty high levels on the view meter, and I'm pretty sure that it's coming from the new Bluetooth headset. After yesterday, I spent 20 minutes cleaning up the snap, crackle, pops caused by the old phone jack. Got a new headset, and the only way I could get the new headset to record was to get a new phone. So, yeah, the photos are going to be slightly off because it's not the same viewfinder. I hope they'll be better, the photos. But, moving on. Got a really nice Bluetooth headset. One that I have rapidly fallen in love with because it's Bluetooth, it's media stereo, and it's also a phone. So I really only have to wear it. I don't even have to be very close to my phone to be able to listen to podcasts or songs or whatever I want to listen to. I'm going to have to do something like a little double twist or something, I think. But we'll see. I'm only loading applications that I use regularly. And this is a new Bluetooth recorder, because the recorder I used before wasn't Bluetooth. And as much as I liked it, because it let me establish file names in advance, this one works really well because it takes the date and time as the file name. So I don't have to worry about changing the date, changing the file name, until I get it over onto the Linux machine. I've had to go through and reset every frickin' password I know, because I can't remember what they are, because the old phone always remembered them. So I have a new Endomondo account, because I can't remember what my Endomondo account was. It doesn't really matter. It's not like I was doing any kind of serious tracking or maintaining any kind of database or anything like that. 2020 though, geez. It's warm. It said 66, but that sun is hot because I'm late this morning because I overslept. I didn't have to get up at 5 o'clock to wake the kid to get her out and get her moving. So I slept till nearly 8 o'clock. And then I remembered today is Friday. And Friday is an important day because it's the day where I'm supposed to do my little bit for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. And I had to go take care of that before I could walk. So yeah, a little bit on the delayed side. An interesting conversation with a new writer who is quite earnest in his desire to be a better writer, but doesn't seem to understand the basic distinction between critique and discussion. And he logged on to the discussion, writers discussion group, and he started talking about why don't newbies do this? And his question was, why don't newbies post things for free so that people can find out what they write and how they write about it and all the rest so that they can improve their craft? And what I pointed out to him was that people do this all the time. There are thousands of people who do it every day. They post stuff for free in order to get feedback and in the hope that they'll become better writers. And the truth is that because there is so much stuff that is free, almost none of it has any attention. So it becomes very difficult for somebody to get the feedback they need to improve because they can't get any attention. Good morning. So we have this problem. And people are afraid to post things online because they're afraid people will steal their ideas, which is really dumb. We have this notion of piracy, which is sort of like steal your ideas, but actually in that case it steals the actual writing, which is kind of dumb. And we have this idea of obscurity that new writers don't seem to really grasp as being the largest single obstacle, even more than craft. Because it doesn't matter how good you are, it doesn't matter how bad you are, if nobody knows you are. And so we have this problem. And so he kept talking about, well, let's discuss craft of writing. Okay, well, let's discuss what part of craft you want to talk about. Well, somebody posted a fragment of dialogue that was just, or alleged dialogue, that was an exposition masquerading as dialogue because it was set off by quotation marks. And the problem is that it wasn't. It was it was an as you know, Bob. It was the two characters talking with each other, telling each other what they both already knew each other knew. Now that's as you know, Bob. The frantagle is an integral part of this larger construct. Yes? Yes, he does. No. And that's backstory. That's dumb. And so when the guy posted it, I jumped in. I stepped in and said, okay. Because this new guy, his name is Donald Miller. Some of you may have seen him commenting on the Talking My Morning Walk photo from the other day. And his take on it was, okay, well, let's talk about this dialogue. And my comment was, oh, this isn't really dialogue. It's backstory. It's an as-you-know, Bob. And you probably shouldn't do that. And D.L. Kerr jumped in with their usual brook no foolishness. Oh, brook no fools, let alone gladly, and said, it's an info dump. This is what you want to try to avoid. This is information that should go to the author, not to the reader. There isn't any real good reason for it, so you might want to fix it. And it was a very clear cut set of responses, which the original poster completely ignored. And which Donald Miller took exception with as being not polite or not friendly. And so I tried not to engage at that level. Good morning. And instead went to, okay, well, the OP didn't actually say what he wanted. He didn't actually say what he was trying to do. He didn't actually say what purpose this segment served. Maybe it's not backstory. It reads like backstory. It did read like amateur hour. It's an, as you know, Bob. And they're hard to mistake. They're hard to disguise. So he took my questions, the questions that I thought the original poster needed to answer for us so that we could monk post, so that we could actually talk to him about the things that he was interested in talking about in a discussion. And Donald posted them under his own thread, under his own name, saying, okay, these are some interesting questions. And he did credit me for asking them, but then he proceeded to go off on a tangent. And I asked him why he took what was a conversation in progress and copied the salient points off to a new thread under his own name. And his answer was, well, I didn't think the other thread was very friendly. All right, well, if you're looking for friends, this might not be the right place, because we don't really, while we have friends here, while we have colleagues here, this is a place where we talk about writing, and we don't generally put on the kid gloves for that. Good morning. We don't generally mince many words when it comes to, okay, yeah, you're a new writer, I understand, this is something that you don't want to do because it's an info dump, and to the reader, it's boring, it interrupts the story while you try to tell them the things that you think they should know, and the better way to do that is to actually tell them the story, and they will learn the things that they know. So, yeah, it was a strange thing. We went back and forth a couple of dozen times. The thread has since been removed from the community, although I suspect it's still available, unless he's deleted it, on Donald's stream on Google+. We had several conversations, several back and forth about the idea of what constitutes discussion. And so he posted, as a comment, a chapter of one of his books, this is one of his stories, and it was... I was only there for a few minutes, and then DL read it and said, okay, well, I'm through the end of the first paragraph. That's as far as I'm going to go, because this is really problematic. It's tell, don't show, and it's in the first paragraph. It tells me everything I need to know about this story, and I'm not going to read anymore. And Donald was quite upset with that, because he said, well, how can I expect to improve if you don't read my stuff and tell me what's wrong with it? And he seemed to lose track of the key element, the key point, which was the opening paragraph has to work. The opening paragraph is the thing that gets people to read the second paragraph. The second paragraph is what gets people to read the third paragraph. And the first paragraph... What a pretty good opening sentence. I'll give him credit for that, whoever the character was. But, you know, John Smith hated cops. That's a good opening sentence. But if you're going to support that opening sentence, you have to explain why he hates cops. Instead, he amplified it and said, okay, he hates cops because he owes his life to somebody, and she was kind of quirky, and she was this and she was that, and she had these characteristics, and he resented it, which was, yeah, okay. Second paragraph wasn't much better. I really didn't get much beyond that, and I don't remember anything that happened following that, because I sort of said, no, DL covered it, and moved on. Well, then he came back and said, well, if you don't read it, so how are you going to do this? We actually had suggested that he go to the writer's critique group, because that's where that kind of critique happened, and that we were here to discuss craft, not to critique it. And his difficulty was that he had not enough knowledge about craft to be able to have a discussion that focused on craft that didn't focus on his writing. He was quite proud of himself because he's recorded several of Joseph Conrad's novels and placed them on YouTube. But I was quite concerned that nobody listened to them. One of the books has not had any listens at all. And I tried to point out to him that YouTube is not a place for people to listen to audio fiction, and pointed him, naturally, at Patio Books and the iTunes Music Store as places where people go to find audio, and that he might have more traction there. Oh, but he wasn't interested in having it listened to. He just thought it was a shame, it was a travesty of letters, etc., etc., etc. No. Okay, no. So, clearly the guy wants to write literary fiction. Clearly the guy believes that literary fiction is the epicenter of letters. And God bless him. Good for him. It's not a conversation that I want to have. And eventually he got fed up with the sort of, dude, here's a quarter by a clue kind of suggestions that he was getting in discussion about his own writing. And he quit. Rage quit and took his chapter away so that when I got back to it, taking the kids to school to a rehearsal, I couldn't go back and answer his questions in more detail other than to reiterate what D.L. had said and to offer him some basic ideas about how he can improve his craft. His big mistake is in believing that he can read Joseph Conrad, who really is a really good writer. And by reading Conrad closely, learn Conrad's secret. And the reality is, no. You can only learn if you're as good as Conrad to begin with. And tip, no. And so I talked to him about what he could do instead and what some alternatives might be. And if you saw his comment on the Talking on My Morning Walk photo, that's what that's about. It has since been removed by moderators as being beyond stupid, and has decided they aren't going to. They really didn't need to have it in the community because it was clearly an issue that he was having, and not anything that was significant to the discussion of the writerly craft. So he didn't want to sell his book. He didn't want to build an audience. He just wanted to write a story. And it's like, well, what kind of advice are you looking for? Because if you don't care about having an audience, if you don't care about anybody reading your books, then why are you bothering us? Because that's not actually the point. Morning. $18.10 a mile. Okay. I don't know if this is going to work or not. The audio keeps cutting out. I hope the microphone isn't cutting out. But we'll see. I love the headset anyway, and if I have to do something, I'll do something. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.